Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Oh, yes, you've made it to Saturate again. Good to have you, too. Get on the phone and call somebody and tell them to join you. Get your Bible out. We're going to study something today, that's for sure. Listen, I want to introduce this song. This is a fella named Danny Ray Harris, and he's all over the internet. He's on Facebook. He's on YouTube. Look him up. The guy's got all kind of great songs he's written. I met him when I was in a ministry and doing NASCAR races. We'd go around and set up, do concerts, and he and I got to hang out with each other a lot back then. It's been a while. I hadn't seen him, and I just got in touch with him a while ago and asked him, could I have permission to use this song because it's going to fit what I want to talk about today. Without any further ado, as they say, here's Danny Ray Harris with a song called Choice.
I could get up out of bed or just lay here hitting snooze. Whistle in the shower or sing the blues. Open up my front door and give the world a go. Sit here in fear and never know. All everything, every day, gotta make up my own mind about what to do and how to choose. It's no one else's life. Speak up or back down, we all have a voice. Whether I smile or frown, it all comes down to a choice. I could shed a tear for yesterday, bad decisions made. Get down on my knees and thank God for today. I could slow the pace of this race that I've just begun. Stop and smell the roses or hold them while I run. All everything, every day, gotta make up my own mind about what to do and how to choose. It's no one else's life. Speak up or back down, we all have a voice. Whether I smile or frown, it all comes down to a choice. Circumstance and how other people feel. It's up to me and me alone how I deal. With everything, every day, gotta make up my own mind about what to do and how to choose. It's no one else's life. Speak up or back down, we all have a voice. Whether I smile or frown, it all comes down. Speak up or back down, we all have a voice. Whether I smile or frown, it all comes down to a choice.
Told you you'd like it, didn't I? Danny Ray Harris. Yeah, get a hold to him, get some music, get him to come to your church. He lives way out there in Texas. So you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay him good. Danny, we appreciate that song. It goes right with the story today. Listen, let me just say something very profound to someone today. I got a feeling you don't believe in God. You say, what? I heard that one time when I was in a rehab program trying to get clean from drug addiction after 18 years of preaching the gospel. And I made a choice to go back into drug addiction. It was my choice. I did it. Yeah, there was a lot of circumstances. You might say, oh, well, you had an excuse. No, there was no excuse. I made a bad choice. And I chose to go back to drug addiction after I'd been set free for years and years from drinking and drugging. And I was in a rehab. This was my second rehab after I had gone to jail because I was in a drug court program, which demanded that you complete a year of their program and you had to stay drug free. You had to be clean and they periodically tested you. And I came up dirty a bunch and it just obviously couldn't stay clean. And so anyway, they put me as a last ditch effort before they was going to sentence me out of the program and put me in prison. Put me in this rehab at Salvation Army. And I was in there one day in one of the classes. It was a 21-day program. And one of the sessions we had was a man, and I'm not going to name his name. He actually is a great friend of mine now. I've known him for a long, long time. But that man would cuss. He cussed so bad, he'd make a sailor cringe. I'm talking about, he didn't cuss every other word. He cussed every word. But out of his mouth came something very profound one day. And we're talking about me. Let me remind you, I was raised in church. My grandparents built the church. You talk about drugs, honey. I was drugged to church every day of my life. I can't even remember a day we didn't go to church. I've always believed in Jesus. I've always believed in God. Can't remember a day I didn't believe. But this man stands up in front of us and he says, I'm going to say something to y'all right here. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't none of y'all believe in God. And I was like, what'd he say? He said, I'm serious. Y'all don't believe in God. And I'm like, I'm getting a little bit mad here because, by George, if anybody believes in God, I do. He said, no, y'all don't believe in God. You know, he knew he was pulling on our strings. So he asked, he said, well, show me your hand. Anybody in here think you believe in God? Man, my hand shot up like a rocket. He said, really? You really think you believe in God? And I said, yes, sir, I sure do. I was going to be a little bold there in his face. He said, all right, well, let me ask you some questions. I said, go right at it. I knew enough of the Bible. I'd go shoot down any question he had. He said, is the God you believe in, is he a loving God? I said, yes, sir. The Bible says God is love. He said, so he's good then, right? He said, your God's a good God. I said, you better believe. That's where we get the word good from. The root word's the same word we get God from. He said, well, do you believe he hears prayers? I said, yes, sir, he hears prayers. The Bible says he hears our prayers when we pray. He said, oh. He said, well, did you ever pray to him about this condition you're in, this where you are and what's going on? I said, yes, sir, I sure have. He said, well, I'm going to bet you. He said, I bet you asked him to take these drugs and alcohol away from you, didn't you? I said, yes, I sure did. He said, now, you told me he's a good God, right? And I said, yes, sir. He said, well, if he's good, do you think it'd be a good thing for you to be off drugs and alcohol? I said, yes. He said, well, if he's a good God and you ask him to do it. Oh, and he asked this other question. He said, is he all powerful? And I said, yes, he's all powerful. He's omnipotent. He said, well, if he's good and he's all powerful and you ask him to take these drugs and alcohol away from you, and you know that would be a good thing, and he's a good God, why didn't he do it? And you know, I had to start thinking. My little brain was going around like a little hamster wheel. Because I'd prayed so many times, God, take these drugs out of my hands. God, take this alcohol away from me. God, deliver me. You know, I'd heard testimonies from people that say they'd prayed and God had instantly delivered them from the desire, want to drink and drug. But I had prayed and prayed and prayed and it didn't take it away from me. And he said, folks, you don't believe in God. He said, the God you believe in is some little God you thought you'd learned out in Sunday school, but you've grown up now and you haven't let God grow up. He said, God's not going to go against your will. The real God made you according to his will and according to his word. And he don't want you to be a robot. He wants you to love him and obey him out of your choice. And he's not going to come against your choice. You've got to make the right choice. But if you don't make the right choice, he's not going to stop you. He said, now, when you do make the right choice, he will help you. But until you make the choice, his hands are tied. And man, I got started seeing this the way it was because, yeah, I'd believed all my life. God's omniscient. He knows it all. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And he's all powerful. And what happens to people that believe that way a lot of times is they think to themselves, well, yeah, if God's all powerful and he's all this, then, you know, if it's good, it's God, and if it's bad, it's God. It's God's will. And a lot of times we even blame God for bad things that happen in people's lives because we know that He's all powerful. But listen, there's some things that God cannot do. The Bible plainly says that you make my word of no effect. We're talking about the powerful word that Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And God Himself said, you make my word null and void by your traditions. In other words, He's saying by your bad choices. He's not going to usurp your will. He's going to let you make the choice. He's going to give you every reason to make the right choice, but you still have a choice. Our scripture said today, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. It didn't say set, it said made. It says, and be not entangled again into the yoke of bondage. And I understand the context of this scripture. It's talking about Judaism, and it's talking about legalism, and it's talking about circumcision. But that right there would stand for any choice you would make to go back, to do anything that would be ungodly, and would put in jeopardy the freedom Jesus Christ has made you today. It is your choice. I'm going to tell you, you got to believe in the real God out there, the real God that loves you. And He decided, He made a choice to send His only begotten Son to a cross of Calvary, a horrible, ugly, terrible place, so that you and I wouldn't have to die and live in eternity separated from Him. Now, folks, it's up to you and me for us to make that decision to change our mind and change our will and turn our lives over to Him and let Him save us. Yes, folks, we got to let God save us. If you don't let Him save you, He can't save you. You know, we've talked about this. There's only one unforgivable sin, and that is the sin of unbelief. If you don't believe in the Savior, you cannot be saved. And even after you do believe in the Savior, folks, you still got a choice. Don't you think for 1 minute in eternity, even in heaven, that you won't have a choice to worship God? Satan was in heaven when everything was perfect, and he made a choice to go against God. He made a choice to rebel, and it cost him everything. Folks, listen, we're faced today with a choice, and you need to make the right choice. You need to make the right choice to choose a Savior. Look, you've been looking for something. You've been looking for love in all the wrong places. You know you have. You make one step in the right direction. I promise you, God's just like that prodigal son's father who was looking on that porch afar off. Soon as he saw that boy on the horizon, he tore off that porch and went running, grabbed that boy around his neck and hugged and kissed him. That boy came with him. She said, "Oh, Daddy, I ain't worthy to be your son anymore. I'm just want to be a servant." You know, he wasn't even listening to that. He turned around and started hollering at them servants, "Get me some shoes. Get me a coat. Get me a ring. Kill that fatted calf. We're fixing to throw a party. My son that was lost has now been found." That's you. That's you right now. Come home. Make the right choice. That boy came to himself. Come to yourself right now. Make the right choice and make Jesus the Lord of your life. You'll never regret it. Promise you. You know who I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to that one that's been believing wrong for a long, long time. But I've stirred you. I'm not bragging on me, honey. I'm bragging on the Holy Spirit right now. Why don't you pray with me? Pray this prayer. Say, "Father, I believe in Jesus. I repent. I change my mind. I am coming to myself right now, and I'm coming home. Let Jesus come in my heart right now, save me and change me. I accept Him as my Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen." Folks, if you prayed that prayer, you are just as saved as anybody ever has been. We love you. We thank God for you. Please call this station or call somebody and tell them the choice that you have just made. This choice is going to change the rest of your life. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Same time, same place, folks. Love you. Bye-bye.